Joe Robinson and Andre Simpion admit they're lucky. The two married in New York in late 2011, shortly after same-sex marriage became legal there. And they say living in Illinois isn't a big concern since the state, which performs same-sex civil unions, recognizes same-sex marriages performed in other states as civil unions. But Illinois state law currently limits marriage to relationships between one man and one woman. Joe admits there were times they weren't sure if they'd be able to get married. He says he and Andre had been together 4 years and were graduate students at Stanford University in California when voters there approved Proposition 8, which repealed the state law permitting same-sex marriage.
When it came to the point where it looked like that window was closing, we were talking about, like, well, maybe we should kind of rush to get this done because it wasn't recognized at the federal level.
Joe and Andre both got their PhDs at Stanford at the same time, and then both found faculty positions at the University of Illinois. Andre teaches psychology, while Joe teaches educational psychology. With his doctorate, Andre, who's from Romania, earned his green card and was able to beat out Americans for a position in the Department of Psychology for his post.
We were very lucky because we know of people, you know, gay or straight, who want to be in academia, but it's very hard to find jobs at the same university, so then you end up in a long-distance relationship situation, which is not pleasant.
Advocating for same-sex couples, Equality Illinois Executive Director Bernard Cherkasov says he's optimistic about how Supreme Court justices will rule on the two measures. He says at the minimum, Prop 8 will be struck down. But Cherkasov says same-sex couples are anxious.
Because, you know, these couples have been in relationships, some of them for decades. You know, they've built their lives together. They share every moment of happiness and every moment of sadness together. And the last thing they want to worry about is, you know, having their fate in the hands of nine people who are in a democratic constitutional setting, but who are still deciding whether their love, whether their family is valid or real or not.
Meanwhile, opponents of same-sex marriage say by striking down DOMA, the true understanding of marriage is undermined. And Lori Higgins with the Illinois Family Institute says there are no substantive and ethical reasons to legalize same-sex marriage.
To know if they're treated unequally, you have to first know what marriage is. If it's just an institution of affirming love, then the government has no interest in it. The government couldn't care less who loves whom. And then if it's just about who loves whom, and it's not inherently about procreation and child rearing, then why can't platonic friends get married?
An expert on constitutional issues says the Supreme Court's ruling may not be a simple yes or no. Lisa McElroy, who teaches law at Drexel University in Philadelphia, says the High Court could refuse to rule on Prop 8 on the grounds that those who brought the lawsuit didn't do it properly. As for DOMA, McElroy says its fate is harder to predict, but that it could be struck down on the grounds that the federal government has no authority in defining what marriage is.
And that would actually be a problem in some places because it would be left up to the states to define marriage. And for people who believe in marriage equality, that would mean that some states could still legally say to gay people, you can't marry your partner.
Other than filing joint federal taxes, Andre Simpion and Joe Robinson don't believe the range of outcomes in either Supreme Court case would alter their lives greatly. But Andre says they want to be seen as a normal couple who have the same rights as everyone else.
You know, like whenever you start thinking about it, you start getting a little bit angry, right? I mean, this is not something that, you know, I decided on being, right? It's not something that anyone really chooses to be because it makes your life more difficult in many ways. So to have that be a reason why I don't have the same rights as everyone else is just, you know, makes your blood boil a little bit.
All those tracking Prop 8 and DOMA seem to agree it will likely be late June before the Supreme Court issues decisions in the two cases. I'm Jeff Bosser, Illinois Public Media.